Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department? Hello?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. I requested the fraud department. I'm on the phone with the bank. Can you just give me 1 second, please?
Yeah,
Hello?
that's fine.
Okay, 1 second, ma'am. 1 moment. You did? Okay. No, I can come and pick it up if that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Okay. Can I do that today? Oh, you get a choice. Let's try a blue one. Okay. Okay, you got it in there enough to cover it? Okay, that works for me. Okay, I'm headed that way. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hi, ma'am. Thank you for holding for me. I'm sorry, that was the bank. So there's a charge. First of all, I'm Sheila Moore. That's rude. I'm Sheila Moore. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling about a charge on my call. On my card. Okay. And this is not what I thought it was. Okay, it's to a third party company, and it's not what I thought it was. So is there anything that I can do about that?
All right, verify your address for me for security purposes.
So my mailing address is P.O. Box 18831, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73154. But my physical address is on Jefferson Lane in Oklahoma City.
Thank you. All right, do I have any account pulled up here that has been canceled out? Looks like it's showing, did you take a survey to try to win a mixer?
I took a survey, yes.
All right, so what happens is basically this is an intro to win a mixer through a sweepstakes. We don't actually charge you anything for shipping. The reason why we bill you that $59.89, whenever you're trying to win that mixer, you are automatically enrolled into what's called our Bites Hub Meal Planning App subscription. So that means, like, if you don't want to pay that, then you don't put your information in to sign up to try to win that mixer.
Oh, wow. This is crazy. Okay. All right. So is there anything I can do to get that $59 back?
Have you filed anything with your bank, or what did you do with them?
That's what I'm doing with the bank right now. I'm trying to see, yes. So I'm going to come up there, go up to the, tell him I'd be there in just a minute. So I'm coming up, going to the bank right now. But is there anything I can do?
I'm saying, have you filed anything with the bank as of now? That's what I'm
asking.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I have not. I'm sorry, ma'am. No, I have not.
All right, so you just got your card canceled?
Yes, that's what he's doing now, yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, as long as you haven't filed anything and you just got your card canceled.
But this charge is coming out of it's coming out of my account, though, already.
Oh, it's already posted to your account?
Yes.
All right, give me one second. Give me 1 moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This rain does not stop.
Oh, is it raining there?
Oh, God. Rainy, tornado warning.
Oh,
hail,
God.
Everything. Yeah. Everything here, yes. Yeah. And it's flash flooding all over the city.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty bad today.
Ah, so you got that right if it's saying a tornado.
Yeah, tornadoes, yeah. Tornadoes probably like 30 miles from where we are. It's all black out here. The sky's all pitch black.
Yes, looks like I'll have to put this in for you manually, because like you said, it's, hold on. Yeah, I could do to you, because I guess, cause did you get that? Did you say you canceled that card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, yeah, so that's why it's.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I'm sorry. I'm out here in the rain trying to pump gas.
Oh.
You won't let me pump. Jesus. Okay. It's canceled. Come on. Start it over. 182404 07. No wonder. There it is. Ooh, lightning.
Yeah, and the gas is just ridiculous. Like, it's just, I just cannot believe they're not doing anything about it. Too ridiculous.
I'm sorry, did you say something, ma'am?
The gas, I said it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm trying to get gas and
Yeah, you're right, and all that bad weather you're in.
Yep, it sucks. It really does.
All right, so we need to go ahead and get that refunded for you. Give me 1 second.
All right, thank you so much. Oh, but even if I cancel the card, are you going to be able to do that?
Yes, it'll still go back in there. Give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not sure where you are, but gas is $5.19 a gallon here.
Oh yeah, it's the same here. It's like some it's like $5.09, some it's like $5.19, five. Oh yeah, it's definitely like that here. It's ridiculous. Like I said, I'm just shocked that they're not trying to do anything about it.
Well, you're right. They're not doing nothing about it. And then inflation too, with all the food prices and stuff.
I know.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a family picnic the 4th of July, but everybody's complaining about the food is high. I went to get chicken wings so we could, we'll fry those. Good to get them, but the 4-family pack is $30.
Oh.
$30 for a family pack of chicken. Well, that's one, and it's probably 70 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ready. A lot of people are probably not going to be doing too much.
Yeah, nothing. Exactly. Exactly. I figure everybody needs to get some work to down. Whatever bills you got and stuff, try to get them paid off and just you know, go to work and be happy. You know what I mean?
You know what? That's about the only thing people can do for real.
Yeah. You know, just go to, you know, be happy you got a job. I've got a niece who won't even go back to her job. She's thinking that the government's going to give them some more money. And I swear to you, I know that's ugly. But I hope they don't, because she is able-bodied. There's nothing wrong with her. I hope they don't give them another freaking penny. All that stimulus money, that's what did it.
You know, yeah, see, that's why people are not going to work, because, see, they're thinking, like
it's
you said, yeah, they're thinking, like, if they don't go to work, yeah.
She's one of, and she is able-bodied. She is one of them who will not go to work. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, did you forget you need insurance?
Yeah, I guess there are people don't, you know, these days people don't even care about having insurance.
They don't care at all.
Yeah, they don't, especially the younger kids. What do they care about insurance? They don't even have to go to the doctor anyway.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's not me, so I care because
I do because I go.
I'm getting up in age, so I want I want to be around for a little bit, so. Not quite ready to meet my maker yet. Not yet.
You got that right. But yeah, I think that's what they're doing. I guess they're thinking like if these jobs, like cause so many people are needing help, I guess they're thinking like if nobody's working, they're going to just start that. They're not going to do that. They know that was a big mistake.
You're right. It's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, my sister's gone. She's gone to get her part-time job. She was able to get her part-time job someplace, you know, just at home on the phone, you know, just doing some data entry because people are not going back to work. So she was able to do that. So she's good to go.
I think that's about the best thing for everybody to do with this gas prices.
Yeah. Yeah, she's good to go, so.
Oh, yeah. All right, but we got you taken care of. So, like I said, just give that refund about 3 to 5 business days to replace on the account for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for helping me. I really do appreciate it, okay?
All right, you're definitely welcome. If you have any other questions, just call us back at this number.
Okay, I do appreciate you again, okay? Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.